Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 14, Tuesday, day 219. Today's topic, no strength, you need joy. How? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. We use subject shifting devotion method. First, we pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 88, verses 1 to 7, Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 61 to chapter 9, verse 21, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 to 18, Proverbs 21, verses 11 to 12. Pause here. Please read all four passages if you have time. First, before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is no strength, you need joy. How? Today's catch is very simple and important. It's from no strength to joy. Do you want that? According to today's passage, I've got five steps. Number one, no strength. That's human present status of no strength, right? Today's psalm, 88 verse 4, I am like one without strength. Nehemiah chapter 9 verses 16 to 17. But our ancestors became arrogant and stiff-necked, and they did not obey your commands. They refused to listen and failed to remember the miracles you performed among them. They became stiff-necked and in their rebellion appointed a leader in order to return to their slavery. That's from today's Nehemiah. That's how terrible this world has been since Moses' time, as described in today's Nehemiah's passage. God sent his servant Moses to lead them out of Egypt, and because of the arrogant and stiff neck of the ancestor of the Israelites, they appointed other leaders not appointed by God, and they became strengthless. Number two, without God-appointed leaders, you need God's appointed servants like Nehemiah, Ezra, or Paul to give you instruction from the Holy Spirit and you need to follow their instruction fully, not partly. Today's Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 20, you gave your good spirit to instruct them. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 9, then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 11, if we have sown spiritual seed among you. Is it clear? From those passages that you really need God's appointed servants. Number 3, repent and be holy. Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 9 to 10. This is holy to the Lord our God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people have been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Now what happened? Well, the Israelites received God appointed servant instruction from the Holy Spirit, knew they were in sin, confessed their sins, and repented. They became holy children of God again. Number 4, joy comes. Joy comes naturally and powerfully. Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 10 to 12. Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some too of those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Then Levites calmed all the people, saying, be still, for this is a holy day. Do not grieve. And all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food, and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them. Wow, when we have God's appointed servants who instructed us according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit and we follow completely, joy comes because the presence of the Lord is joy. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to follow your appointed servants so that we are being instructed by the Holy Spirit and have much joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number 1, do you know who are God's appointed servants being sent to give you instructions? How well have you been listening and following? Number 2, what is your next step to receive much joy? Number 3, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.